I apologize for my voice. I'm still really sick. But hey, I had to leave some commentary in this one. This is a video that is not fluff. No fluff. No fluff involved. This is a real story piece. It's got some info that will infuriate you and educate you. And quite honestly, I got really angry. I started learning about what Josh Green, this governor, is doing. They're trying to wipe all this clean. It's infuriating. And they try to turn it on us like, why are you trying to bring this and that and the other? Like, this is disinformation. They're blaming it on China, blaming it on Russia. And he's like, oh, I take offense that you would think that this or that. I mean, what a piece of shit. I'm sorry, but this Jew Green guy is a piece of shit. The mayor, all these officials involved, and then they want to get the administration involved. They want to go to Biden, you know. They want to get the Department of Misinformation involved in this one to wipe all the real information clean so that they can push their narrative. It is absolutely disgusting. I'm disgusted at this. Absolutely disgusted. This guy. All right, this is Hustle Bitch. That's his name. Hustle Bitch. I've highlighted him in the past. He does a great job. He does an incredible job. All right, he does what I would do if I had the time and the energy. You know, he's a great reporter. Go check him out. He's on YouTube. His name is Hustle Bitch. I recommend subscribing to his channel. But listen to the litany, the endless barrage of BS that we're hearing from this so-called media and the so-called representatives of the government. Honestly, I got to warn you ahead of time, and it's going to kind of piss you off. This video is going to kind of piss you off, and it should. It should. God bless the people of Maui.
To be honest with you, today's video was originally going to be about another topic, as the news surrounding the Lahaina fire in Maui seems to be tapering away. But I ran across the following video and I felt compelled to bring it to your attention right away. I believe it should be front page news. Take a look.
Now, an update this morning on the water in upcountry Maui. The first time toluene was detected in water samples taken from the Upper Kula treatment plant. The lab reports are from August 14th and 16th and detected trace amounts well below the federal and state maximum contaminant level of 1,000 parts per billion. So the Department of Health and Maui Department of Water Supply say the water system is still in compliance for drinking water. Toluene is a chemical found in industrial feedstock and can be found in paint thinner, permanent markers, and certain types of glue. Despite the trace amounts of toluene being within drinking water standards, the unsafe water advisory remains in effect for Kula as well as Lahaina. So if you're in those areas, don't use the water from the tap. Instead, use bottled water to drink, brush your teeth, make ice, and prepare your food. The county is continuing to test the water.
Did you catch that? Toluene, I apologize if I butchered that, but toluene is in the water. What they failed to tell you is that toluene is commonly referred to as TNT. Yes, the same TNT that you find in dynamite or explosives. Let's read what Wikipedia says about this chemical. TNT is occasionally used as a reagent in chemical synthesis, but it is best known as an explosive material with convenient handling properties. The explosive yield of TNT is considered to be the standard comparative convention of bombs and asteroid impacts. In chemistry, TNT is used to generate charge transfer salts. Now, why in the world would TNT be found in the public water supply in Maui? So there's an explosive chemical in the water there, and just to make it even more confusing for locals, the media is now telling them this.
New at 9, Maui's Department of Water Supply says water in parts of Upper Kula is now safe to use. The unsafe water advisory has been lifted for Zone 1, shown in green on this map. Officials say after multiple rounds of testing and water sampling, no fire-related contaminants were found in the water. Water is still unsafe to drink in other parts of Upper Kula, shown here in purple.
This news agency also had another interesting story. This one blames China for the misinformation on the Maui fire.
Many people may go online and buy products or even get news from China. They may not know that information is coming from a foreign country. And along with information, there can also be disinformation, as we found out with the Maui fire.
Unlike looking at a label to see where a product comes from, tracking down the source for news is harder. And in the days following the devastating Maui fires, as people look for clues to the cause, there were some outlandish conspiracy theory claims being made and shared on social media. Some of those involved a secret weather weapon being tested by the United States. That was false information, and the source of it was ultimately traced back to China, according to the New York Times.
It seems this same message is being broadcast among all of the media outlets in Hawaii right now.
A disinformation campaign immediately after the Maui wildfires was spread by China and Russia.
That campaign made the government's response to the disaster even more difficult.
Well, Mark and Ash, from weather warfare to floating bodies on another island, thousands of missing children to a Maui land grab. Experts say the online posts can start as genuine concern, but that China and Russia are now using artificial intelligence to amplify it, spread fear and distrust in government.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green, well, he's not only blaming China, but also Russia for his own catastrophic Maui fire failures.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space that would take out people in Maui, come on, let's get real.
Oh, laser beams from outer space. You know, trying to frame it in a conspiracy theorist type perspective. Laser beams from outer space. I mean, any way you say it, it sounds stupid. It sounds silly. Yes, it does. But that's how they get away with it. It's because it's so freaking ridiculous. But that's clearly what happened. And what's disgusting is how he puts it out there in front of you as he's wearing his lei. He's got his flowers around his neck like he's... Look, I don't know what he's trying to push here. He's got a lei around his neck like, you know, welcome tourists, come on back, aloha. Like, I'm sorry, but it seems disrespectful as he's talking about laser beams and mocking the people who actually dug up the truth. It's absolutely disgusting, this piece of shit.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space that would take out people in Maui, come on, let's get real.
Governor Green said on HNN Spotlight Now he'll take disinformation concerns to the president.
They used that to sow discontent and doubt, suggesting to our own social media types that there were thousands of children gone, or that we would want that. It's disappointing. The world has to get better.
Oh, guys, Josh Green is disappointed, right? He's disappointed. We got to do better, guys. We got to do better. You better start following that government narrative, you know? You got to do better. You got to be more sensitive. You got to think about the people, you know, the murdered people. Do better.
Gemini said, newsflash, a lot of us don't trust the government based on our own experiences. We don't need Russia or China to tell us what to think. Quit deflecting and take accountability, fake state of Hawaii. Just to make it clear to Josh Green, the following videos are not misinformation.
All she had to do is make a right turn and she would be safe, but the police would not let her turn right. Nobody was turning right. They turned her back and directed her back towards Lahaina to come north out here. The thing that got her, she took a picture in her rearview mirror. It showed all these cars coming into Lahaina. They were going into a death trap.
So honestly, it really doesn't matter what happened. I mean, we can have all this information. Honestly, if we can't pin it on them, I mean, it only has the value in the truth realm. We understand what happened. As far as litigation or their reality is concerned, what we can slam them on is their reaction to this so-called wildfire, which was the police blocking people, turning them around, sending them back into the death trap. All right, you can't deflect that. You can't blame that on China. You can't blame that on Russia. And you can't blame that on global warming, okay? Your police, following your orders, murdered people. Bottom line.
Are you okay, doctor?
Yeah. It's just, you think of the people that were hurt. Yesterday, we got a man who went into Lahaina and found his son and his dog dead, 15-year-old.
That's the one, the story I told you, where we were giving him.
And that's a man that just, I can't believe his eyes. And he just came up here and he wanted food. And I rallied around him and everybody came together and hugged him, and we gave him so much food and so many things. We were holding off on giving some stoves out just to keep it here so we can cook for everybody. Yeah. But we gave that up because we felt that like that would make it better. I don't know. Yeah. It was so sad. It's so sad for him.
Green has released more numbers, claiming only a total of 115 people died in the fires and only 42 people are unaccounted for. Where are all the others?
As I've said a couple times, our heart is broken 115 times as of now, which is to say we've had 115 lost family members. In addition to that, you've had different ways to describe how many people are unaccounted for. But I can tell you now that number is almost exactly the same. The FBI will give us an updated number every Friday. They appear to be almost exactly at the number of police reports that have been filed with Maui police. They're right now around 42 individuals, 42 individuals that are still unaccounted for. And the Maui Police Department, as of this morning, had 41 missing persons reports. Now, in addition to that, out of the 115 loved ones that we've lost, we've only been able to essentially identify about half of those individuals, 61 out of the 115, leaving 54 individuals that we haven't yet identified. I went to the place where the doctors were trying to identify people, and it's tough in some cases. I mean, that's one of the most terrible things.
So the numbers are fluctuating. I almost did another video on this, but you know, it wasn't as important as this video. I think this video covers a lot more information. Honestly, the numbers are changing. They're going from these high numbers. Well, they start out with these super low numbers and they jump up to these high numbers and then they jump back down to the low numbers. It's like, how do people just disappear off the death list? Like, does that make any sense to you? If you're dead, you're dead. How does a number get smaller? Okay. How does a number get smaller? I almost want to make a video tracking their numbers because their numbers are jumping all over the place. All over the place. And none of them are accurate. At any point in time, have they ever thrown out an accurate number? I guarantee you the information on the ground versus what these goons are saying has always been different. You've had discrepancies from the very beginning, and I still haven't got a lock on it. I don't know. And I don't know how many children are missing. And you want to blame that on statistical analysis? Like, oh, well, just because they didn't re-register with school. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. Okay, there's pieces of the puzzle that we're putting together here, and you're trying to discredit this by throwing out that angle. It's not going to work. The bottom line is the numbers are fluctuating, and I want to know the real numbers.
So of the 42 people that the FBI are reporting still missing, I think many of those, if not all of them, are going to be a part of that 54 people that have not yet been identified. It takes a long time when you've had a disaster like we had with 9/11 or with this Lahaina fire.
One viewer commented saying, "The government can declare the number of missing at any number they want, whatever makes them look best. There's no way to check their numbers. The higher the number, the more embarrassment and litigation they'll face. So they try to keep this number as low as possible." After allegedly being bullied, Josh Green's chief housing officer just resigned as well.
The state chief housing officer, Nani Medeiros, is set to step down, according to a statement by Governor Josh Green. He says Nani Medeiros is a truly compassionate person who has worked tirelessly to help create novel solutions to house the homeless and build affordable homes in Hawaii, only to face a barrage of personal attacks in person and on social media. He says the bullying tactics that she was subjected to have no place in Hawaii and are absolutely contrary to our spirit of aloha. Governor Green created the chief housing officer position in January to focus on increasing affordable housing policies and programs in the state. His spokesperson says a replacement has not yet been named.
Bullying tactics. You're like, how they switch that up? Yeah, so if you're calling them out on their actions, if you're pointing out the discrepancies in the stories, the problems, and the blatant lies, you're calling them to task. It's bullying. You know, like how they use words against you? We can use them right back. Don't try that shit on us.
One viewer said, "When people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fear the people, there is liberty. This is how it is supposed to work. Holding people accountable is not harassment." In what feels like a major cover-up, the EPA is now completing sweeps of Lahaina properties. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure if they've ever done this on any other big fire in the US before. They are simply not allowing folks the right to go see the remains of their property for themselves to allow them closure.
The Environmental Protection Agency says as of 6 p.m. today, they've completed sweeps of more than 506 parcels out of roughly 2,200. After the EPA finishes phase one of the consolidated debris removal program, phase two of the cleanup will begin, which includes removing all of the other fire-related debris.
The Army Corps of Engineers is already preparing for the next phase of the plan.
As EPA does their HHM, we're going in to assess with our team to understand the magnitude of how much we actually have to remove.
Hali'i Vieira, born and raised in Lahaina, lost her childhood home in the fire. She says she wants to go back to her home.
I know that everyone's probably thinking it's just ashes and there's nothing left, but it's just, I guess, closure, just going and being at my home, seeing if there is anything left, a picture. A lot of our pictures were there. That's like the main thing, you know, we can replace clothes, we can replace food. But the sentimental things, you know, like pictures and family jewelry and that sort of things.
Samaritan's Purse, a nonprofit that's been helping with disaster recovery for more than two decades, is on Maui to help families sift through the debris.
From contaminated water to toxic ash, just to top it all off, there's also the air quality issue.
The State Health Department is now releasing raw air quality data. They warn that this information is, quote, preliminary and, quote, unvalidated. But they're getting it out of the interest of transparency. They measured for chemicals like lead, arsenic, asbestos, and benzene at multiple locations in Lahaina and Kula, including King Kamehameha III Elementary and Gateway Center. It is too early to draw conclusions at this point, but we will post a link on our website as well so that you can look at the information yourself. Health officials also warned that the readings are for ambient air quality that could change if burned debris and dust are churned up and become airborne. Masks and other personal protective equipment are recommended in the area.
Now get this. Even though many say HECO is to blame for the fire, Hawaiian Electric might be asking customers to pay for the damage and recovery from the Maui fire.
Hawaiian Electric Company may be asking customers to help pay to rebuild its infrastructure on Maui, even though it's getting a $95 million grant from the federal government.
Meanwhile, whether the company's neglect or negligence contributed to the destruction is not part of the Attorney General's investigation.
The PUC has to determine whether ratepayers should pay to rebuild these structures that have fallen, or whether it's the responsibility of the utility because they did something wrong.
Henry Curtis of Life It'll Land says an investigation would look into whether HECO kept its maintenance promises.
On a previous video, we saw Speaker Kevin McCarthy visit Lahaina on Maui, and during his press conference, some of you noticed the logo on his shirt.
Here's Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy at a press conference during his visit to the intentionally set, wildfires in Maui. I don't know if you guys seen this press conference or not, but he was wearing quite the statement of a t-shirt. Let's zoom in on it a little bit. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that owl logo on his t-shirt, but it's quite the statement to the rest of us, and especially those in Lahaina. It's time to start calling things out for what they are and stop letting the media brainwash us into thinking everything is a conspiracy. This t-shirt right here is a membership t-shirt to the Bohemian Club. I encourage each and every one of you that is unfamiliar with the Bohemian Club to do a little research. You'll be shocked at what you find. Elites gather here one time a year to discuss world issues and plannings. A lot of weird things go on here, and you can't just be anybody and join this club. You have to be a part of the club.
We're going to end today's video right there. As always, if you feel I earned it, please give this video a like. If I didn't earn it, please let me know how I can on the next video. Also, be sure to subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any future updates. Now, I'm not able to reply to all of your comments, but I do want to take a second to say thank you so much for all of your continued support by watching these videos and leaving such kind words in the comments below. It means a lot to me and I truly appreciate it. So once again, thank you. Hope to catch you on the next video. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon.
Transgender.
Interest in of transparency, getting it out in the interest of transparency. They measured for chemicals like lead, arsenic, asbestos, and benzene at multiple locations in Lahaina and Kula, including King Kamehameha III Elementary and Gateway Center. It is too early to draw conclusions at this point, but we will post a link on our website as well so that you can look at the information yourself. Health officials also warned that the readings are for ambient air quality that could change if burned debris and dust are churned up and become airborne. Masks and other personal protective equipment are recommended in the area.
Now get this. Even though many say HECO is to blame for the fire, Hawaiian Electric might be asking customers to pay for the damage and recovery from the Maui fire.
Hawaiian Electric Company may be asking customers to help pay to rebuild its infrastructure on Maui, even though it's getting a $95 million grant from the federal government.
Meanwhile, whether the company's neglect or negligence contributed to the destruction is not part of the Attorney General's investigation.
The PUC has to determine whether ratepayers should pay to rebuild the structures that have fallen, or whether it's the responsibility of the utility because they did something wrong.
Henry Curtis of Life Little Land says an investigation would look into whether HECO kept its maintenance promises.
On a previous video, we saw Speaker Kevin McCarthy visit Lahaina on Maui, and during his press conference, some of you noticed the logo on his shirt.
Here's Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy at a press conference during his visit to the intentionally set, wildfires in Maui. I don't know if you guys seen this press conference or not, but he was wearing quite the statement of a t-shirt. Let's zoom in on it a little bit. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that owl logo on his t-shirt, but it's quite the statement to the rest of us, and especially those in Lahaina. It's time to start calling things out for what they are and stop letting the media brainwash us into thinking everything is a conspiracy. This t-shirt right here is a membership t-shirt to the Bohemian Club. I encourage each and every one of you that is unfamiliar with the Bohemian Club to do a little research. You'll be shocked at what you find. Elites gather here one time a year to discuss world issues and plannings. A lot of weird things go on here, and you can't just be anybody and join this club. You have to be a part of the club.
We're going to end today's video right there. As always, if you feel I earned it, please give this video a like. If I didn't earn it, please let me know how I can on the next video. Also, be sure to subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any future updates. Now, I'm not able to reply to all of your comments, but I do want to take a second to say thank you so much for all of your continued support by watching these videos and leaving such kind words in the comments below. It means a lot to me and I truly appreciate it. So once again, thank you. Hope to catch you on the next video. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon.